Czech Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes has launched an online research project which will unearth more about the practices of the country's communist regime. The institute wants to collect and publish the personal histories of all those who were killed trying to flee communist Czechoslovakia. Jan Richter has the details.
Najednou se ozvala z odhranice palba.
Then 17-year-old Václav Krbeček attempted to cross the border to West Germany in July 1953. Today he says he's lucky to be alive. He spent several months in hospital after the border patrol fired 48 bullets at him, leaving him severely wounded. Hundreds of others were less lucky. The Czech Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes has now launched a project to document at least 288 cases of people who were killed trying to escape to the West between 1948 and 1989. The Institute's Wojciech Rybka explains why.
It is considered by the Institute, but also by other researchers and the whole scientific community as one of the most severe criminal activity of the communist regime. It is even larger than the number of people being killed for political reasons in political trials. It's over 288 people identified up to now that have been killed at the borders.
Until now, 13 such cases have been documented and posted online. These include 6 Polish citizens, as well as a Soviet national, who were shot dead at the border or died at the high-voltage fences erected along the border of Czechoslovakia. The Institute's researchers examine border guards' documents and other official sources, but these were often manipulated by the authorities. The Institute is therefore trying to contact the victims' families to get the other side of the story, which can be a long and difficult search.
Sometimes we are not able to find anyone. We try to use a variety of sources, not just the sources of the guards at the borders, but also documents of secret police. But we went so far to go to archives of companies the people worked at beforehand, and we were successful in approaching some of the people involved from the families.
The project also presents archive documents, a study on how the border guard system worked, as well as some drastic photographs of people whose dream of living in a free world ended on Czechoslovakia's Iron Curtain. Wojciech Rybka of the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes says there are still more such cases to be discovered.
There are at least about 80 other cases, especially people that are drowned in Dunai and other rivers or lakes at the borders. And it's very hard to identify the causes of the death and whether it's anyhow connected to their escape from Czechoslovakia or not.
You can visit the project's website at www.ustrcr.cz.
Jan Richter with